Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, at 7:06. Happy Little Friday to you. Justin alongside Mamie and Bill.
What you doing over there?
You got a stapler by chance?
No, I don't have a stapler.
So
you don't have a stapler somewhere in this office?
I literally got into the studio about 46 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And as I'm getting dressed, and let me be clear, I didn't oversleep.
Okay.
I did not oversleep.
Okay.
My alarm went off at 5 o'clock and it woke me up. What my body chooses to do after 5 a.m. and before 7:06 is my own business.
Not your responsibility.
I can't handle that. But so I get my tie on, and I'm like, this is one of my favorite ties. It's like a soft, like, kind of cloth style one. Don't look at the stains. But the backside, the dingle flap slot, it's broken.
No.
But then subsequent to that, somehow the dingle flap broke.
I think it's time to retire that one.
I think this is my first dingle flap that's broken right here. That's what I got. I'm rocking
it. It's time for that one to go to tie heaven.
I got a broken dingle flap today. So.
It's tough when the dingle flap don't work.
You know what I mean? It changes your whole day. You think it's going to go one way. Well, now you got a broken dingle flap.
Yeah. Well, there
you're
you
going
go.
Another direction.
And that's why you came in 46 seconds before the show started.
I'd like to pin it on that. I don't think that's an, if I'm standing before my boss when I walk in, you know, to the office, is that a reasonable, would you accept that from your people?
Yeah, I really don't care.
the passive boss. That's, that's different approach.
Once you get here, that's what matters.
See, me for when people like, because, you know, we talk for a living, right?
Right.
So whenever someone like calls me with, oh, this didn't happen and here's why, I expect a grandiose story.
Oh, you need the big story.
I want basically, it's a Dr. Seuss novel is what I want.
Made up words that rhyme and everything.
Yeah. I want to hear about thing one and thing two and all of them in between, redfish and bluefish. That was my morning story.
Oh, that's great.
I thought of that on the drive over here.
That's a great story.
I
got to
tell them about my dingle flap.
It's a great story.
But then I said, they're probably going to see it because it's just going to be like this all day.
Right, right.
And by this, I mean.
Messed up. Just doing its own thing all day long.
WSICnews.com. Also, all the socials. You can see the video stream. Today is World Down Syndrome Day.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. So, and Demi was telling me because I was putting on my socks and she was like, oh, you're celebrating. I said, what do you mean? She said, we got two different socks on. I was like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. She said, well, that's how you celebrate. That's because crazy socks.
Oh, two different socks.
You wear two different socks. That's how you show your support. So today I created probably the greatest superhero combo ever.
Okay. We got Batman.
Which is Batman. Sorry. Well, all right. Let me go do the other leg now. Sorry.
Who's that?
Iron Man.
Iron Man. Okay.
Now, if you know anything about superheroes, you would know Batman is from one universe and Iron Man is from another.
Yeah, they've never met.
There's probably an iteration where they have met. I don't want to go down the whole comic book route with you here. Were you ever into comic books?
What do you think?
Take yes? a
guess. No.
Okay. All right. Guess wrong. 50-50
no,
shot
you.
There.
All right, no, thank you. One. I just figured out the whole Marvel universe, so I'm not ready to take.
So that would be Iron Man.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Yes.
Arguably, you know, he really, as far as for, what's the series you just, the one that you were watching?
I was watching Guardians of the Galaxy is what I was just watching.
Okay.
But as far as the whole Marvel series, all that.
Sure. What's the last one called, Bill? The
Endgame.
Wow, Mamie knew it. Endgame.
I had to watch it.
So Iron Man saves that universe. Most commonly, too, Batman figures out the puzzle in the DC universe. So those two together.
I have seen that, like, the parallels between, like, Iron Man and Batman are kind of the same, you know, billionaires, all kinds of toys.
Storylines are similar.
The storylines are very similar.
Sure.
Katie has done that whole comparison for me. She's very deep into it.
Mm.
Yeah. She got to meet Spider-Man at Disneyland, so.
The real one.
Yeah. Made her whole life.
That was like last week, wasn't it?
Last week, 2 weeks ago.
It's a culmination of 18 years coming together.
Yeah, I know.
That's exciting for an
18-year-old. She's having a pretty good life.
Got to meet Spider-Man by 18.
She got to meet Spider-Man.
In California.
In California, yeah.
She's in college or going to be in college.
She's going to be in college soon, yeah. And she's nominated for prom queen.
What?
Yes.
It's prom time already locally?
It's prom season. Yeah, it's prom season.
We were speaking with the Hopewell High School, a couple from the cast of Seussical yesterday.
Yeah, which starts today.
It starts today. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go, you can get tickets just at the door. Talking about spring break and how that's coming up already, that's like the end of the year.
I know.
For school year.
Yeah.
Spring break is like, you besides your final test, There's really no goal setting.
Especially
for the rest
when you're
of
like Katie in her last year. She's pretty much checked out.
It's a joke. Did I tell you about my second semester senior year?
No.
Oh, okay. Let's see. I had we had leadership. Billy, we had leadership first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then we had team sports, racket and paddle sports.
Oh, wait. Those are two different classes?
Two separate classes. Let me be very clear. Those are two different classes. Team sports and racket and paddle sports, completely different syllabi. And then I had college experience mm-hmm. basically taking classes at CP. So I left at 12:30.
Okay, that's
so that was my the second half of senior year.
So my senior year, we did not do we did the same classes all year long when I was in school back in the day. We didn't split it in between three years.
Pre-A-Day, B-Day?
Yeah, pre-A-Day, B-Days. Before they came up with that concept.
For acknowledging on the Gantt chart, that's where we're
Can
at.
You imagine just the high fives that went on when they invented the A-Day, B-Day?
Good Changing it up.
Take
Problem solved. Yeah.
Good job.
Joke's now,
we,
on you, Miss
We did in
Ms.
middle school
Von
have A-Day, B-Day, and I happened to have gym on one day, which we had to change clothes for, and orchestra on another day, which we've talked about my amazing violin skills. So I had to carry it with me. The worst is like, you can't figure out which one it is. There's no internet when I'm in middle school. So there's no way to look up, is it A-Day or B-Day? You just have to guess the best you can, especially after a long weekend, a holiday weekend. Is it? I'm just taking my gym clothes and my violin, and I'll suffer the consequences.
Wear your gym clothes to school?
Just carry the bag. Only one thing will fit in my locker, so which one am I going to carry around the walk of shame today?
Violin's pretty decent
it's
of a
decent,
case.
Decent size. It would fit in my locker, but did only you, one. I couldn't fit gym clothes and violin.
Did you have one of those like floor-to-ceiling lockers? Like
I
it
did.
Was one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had a decent size. We had the halvesies, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We had the halvesie lockers. From what I remember, maybe middle school was different, but definitely high school, they were the halvesie lockers.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was the awkward of, like, the person on the, like, if you got the bottom locker.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're, like this in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah.
Like, looking for stuff, like, bent over, rear end, getting plowed through.
Well,
wait a minute.
Yeah, wait
a
minute. Sorry.
What a good time middle school was.
Yeah, the worst, probably the worst years of my life. And I'm
Everybody's life. I would love for someone to call in and be like, middle school was the best.
The best of my life? Yes. That's true. Sixth grade was on record my worst year.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Absolutely ever.
I don't know. Sixth and seventh kind of run for a tie.
By the end of seventh, I'm hitting my stride.
Yeah. Once I got into eighth, well, and I had glasses and braces at the same time, sixth and seventh grade.
Nice.
So, yeah, mom and dad said, if you get straight A's, we'll get you contacts. One and only time.
That's an incentive right there.
That was the incentive, though.
You don't want to be called four eyes? All right, we'll get you contact.
Right.
Is that what the motivation
that
was?
That was it.
That's sad.
That was it.
Oh, kids are mean. See why middle school is so terrible?
It's terrible.
That's where the root of four eyes came from was middle school. I'm
so
convinced.
Bad. It was so bad.
I peaked in middle school, right, Bill? Like, definitely we peaked. I peaked in middle school. That was seventh grade was probably my top.
No, I think you're still.
No.
You're still on the rise, my friend.
Seventh grade was definitely the top because sixth grade was atrocious. Anything was better than sixth grade.
Right, maybe that's why it was just such a vast change for you.
Just a difference, yeah. Seventh grade was peak.
No, seventh grade was peak. That was you guys aren't going to convince me otherwise. We're just hanging out for the day. Jeff with iCats coming up next. We are going to have Word of Day at 7:15 today. I'm committed to doing it at 7:15.
We'll remind you.
Unless I forget. I also still have a couple of slots left on my bracket I got to fill out.
Okay.
We'll do that together. NCAA Merle Fest bracket. Merle Madness going on. WSIC News' Instagram. Also, Teacher of the Month. Nominate your teacher. Nina's Boutique gift card. Brighter Smiles at Davidson. Plenty more giveaways we'll talk about. I gave blood yesterday. Bill Russell. Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy little Friday to you. Don't know what you're doing this weekend. There's plenty of stuff going on.
Lots going on.
Around town. People got to get to their destination, point A to point B.
That's right. Hope they're behaving today.
Sometimes it's like B, then C, then D. Let's find out. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Justin and Maney. Yeah, I hope you are doing well this morning.
Doing well, yes, sir. Are you doing okay?
Thank you, Jeff.
Yes, sir. 77 from Statesville going to Charlotte, 77 south bound. Traffic is picking up. Things are flowing right now. 77 northbound is about the same. Traffic's getting a little heavier, but things are moving the secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any problems. There's no accidents to report. So maybe some people are going to stay home and watch some March Madness today. What do you think?
A little midday action. Definitely going to see the lunches, I think. An increase in lunches today, Jeff. Going to see that. You still holding strong on the Tar Heels? Was it the Tar Heels you had going on?
I went with...
I had Connecticut.
Connecticut,
that's right.
My head says Connecticut. My heart says the Tar Heels. So we'll see. I did two brackets. Connecticut, I think, is the best team right now. But, you know, anything can happen. And I look forward to seeing some underdogs do well. So, you know, hopefully there's some things that go on that maybe mess up some people's brackets. What do you think?
Yeah, like for me, like in the Final Four, I think I'm going to go UConn, South Dakota State, and then I'm just debating from there to South Dakota really pull it out over UConn. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And I'm still got a little bit of time. I think I have until noon
today
to submit a bracket, Jeff. So I'm kind of in the air.
Well, one of the teams sleepers that I think has a chance to maybe make it to the Sweet 16 is New Mexico Lobos. And but there's several teams there, that James Madison, several others. But anyways, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, it certainly will, Jeff. Looking forward to chatting with you at 8:15. You drive safe out there.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too, sir. RideOddCats.com. Today's Thursday. Today they're going to Winston-Salem. Hmm. So if you want to need to do some things in Winston, only $1 from your door in Iredell County to Winston-Salem, $1 back. Really hard to beat that deal.
I know.
Just to go to Winston for a day and
get some Texas Pete.
Direct from the source?
Direct from the source.
It's not bad. Let's hear from Direct from the Source right now.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, the winner. Well, the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day on this March 21st, the beginning, well, not the beginning, but yeah, the beginning of the tournament, but yeah. March Madness has been,
for a while.
It's been mad. Today's word of the day, presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th, up there at Wilkes Community College. We will see you there. Justin, who we got?
Well, two I'm kind of excited about today, Mitch Greenhill and Mitch's Kitchen, and then also Pixie and the Party Grass Boys. Both of those sure to surprise and entertain everyone in attendance.
Looking forward to it. Today's word of the day is didactic.
Didactic.
Ooh, that's a fun word to say.
Didactic. Whoa,
didactic.
Baby.
Didactic. Yeah.
There's a rap song about that.
All right. Out of sight. Yeah. Didactic.
Wait, is that the definition?
No.
Very cool.
Yeah. Didactic. All right. For those following along at home, we're dealing with an adjective here, so be nimble.
Descriptive.
D-I-D-A-C-T-I-C.
Didactic.
Didactic.
I'm going to need a sentence. Oh, do you have a national origin on that one?
I do not.
Okay, sentence will work.
She wrote up a didactic document showing new employees how to handle the company's customers. Hmm.
Didactic, versatile.
Say like...
direct.
Super, like, explains it really well.
Detailed.
That's what I was
didactic.
To say. Detailed.
We are
flirting with it. We're flirting with it. WSIC's radio's didactic approach enriches the Lake Norman area, providing informative content that educates listeners about local news and community events.
Does it mean like an abundance?
Comprehensive.
No, you guys are, I think if you kind of combined all the things you've said, you
didactic.
Would land on these words, but it's going to be really hard for you guys to hone in on it.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give you the definition.
It's more like an acrostic.
Didactic means intended to instruct.
Intended to, yeah, tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Didactic.
I'm about to get didactical.
Didactical.
Nice conjugation.
Oh, can I?
Didactic.
No? Anything goes today. Okay. Rolling the TV in.
Cool.
Didactically. Right.
Rolling the TV in. Day day, B day, who gives a hoot?
Wait, but genuinely, adjectives we can conjugate? Because I feel like that rule's changed a little bit.
The rules have not changed. You just changed
She's
them.
Consistent. Yeah.
Didactically. Is that not a word? Didactically?
I don't know.
Didactus?
I don't know.
Didactaceous?
No, that's not a word.
Didactopia?
No. I don't know what's happening now.
Those are words.
What does it mean, though? Do you know what it means?
What does anything mean?
What does didactic?
Who started with the first words?
Adam and Eve.
That's true. Okay.
God.
Fair. Yeah, that good answer. Okay. All right.
Almost tricked you there. Gotcha.
Josephine? I don't know.
God, God is the word. Isn't that what it says?
There you go. Okay.
There you go.
All right. All right. Fair enough. Mitch Greenhill and Mitch's Kitchen, Pixie and the Party Grass Boys, two of many in the lineup, April 25th through the 28th, Merlefest, Music Moments, Memories, Merlefest.org. So we do have now physical possession of the tickets for giveaway.
Oh, wow.
We did receive that envelope. I promised Ben Daniels I wouldn't lose it because they are just physicals. It's not digital tickets. So we've got one day general admission passes, any day, dealer's choice. And then we've got some other fun prizes related to Merlefest as well. So Merle Madness, the bracket challenge that's going on right now. If you go to WSIC News, check out the Instagram, you submit a bracket in our team. And you don't have to go through, if you're like already 10 brackets deep, you know, you're one of those.
Yeah.
ESPN.com, just search WSIC in the bracket challenge. There's not another one of us, WSIC. The password, here it is, write it down. Grab your pen, grab your pencil. Tell Suri to take a note. Scoreboard.
Capital S.
Capital S. We learned that yesterday while I was filling out my bracket. Mames, did you fill out your bracket?
Completely? I did. Yes, I did my WSIC bracket.
Let's start with this. Who you got going all the way?
So Jeff convinced me to go with Connecticut.
Connecticut!
Going with Connecticut. Final four, I think, are Houston, Connecticut, Chapel Hill. I can't remember who my other one is.
Okay, Billiam, who'd you go with all the way?
Have not filled out my bracket yet.
Oh!
You have till noon.
A daredevil.
A man of mystery, yeah.
You going to do it during Mayor Washam's show?
No. I will do it before. I'll actually probably do it right after the show. I think I have a little bit of Know the Scene pre-recording today, too.
A little action today,
yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Busy
okay. Man. If you missed Know the Scene Tuesday this week, Justin Dionne had on Davidson College's, they're doing, what's the show again?
Bright Star.
Which they started yesterday as well, just like Huff High
School. I think they start
schools.
Today.
Today.
So
today's
it's like Thursday,
yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, it's my bad.
I know.
There's a lot of events, right, that go on around the area. Davidson College, obviously pretty, is it a famous college by now? Can we call Davidson famous?
Yeah, I think most people know about Davidson College.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that because of Steph?
Steph, yeah.
Okay. Not
and
Dell.
Because of this Bright Star performance that they're about
not
to put
too.
On.
Exactly.
I think tickets are very inexpensive. That's
right.
One thing they pride themselves on.
It's like $15 or something like that from whatever. I was listening to the show on my way home from Raleigh on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It was something like that. I think it was $15.
Yeah, I think it's like $13 and there might be like a little.
The fee.
Church,
there's
yeah.
always a fee like right. from the site. You know, you get. What are you going to do about that? You know?
Right.
What are you going to do? You figured out how to work
and
around
that? And
you
can that? Get it, I think, I from the door.
You can buy at the door too. And it's a big theater. It's like 600-person theater that they have there.
I think I've ever seen a
yes,
show.
The Duke at Family Performance Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I've never been there before. That'll be good.
What this has to do with the NCAA bracket, I'm still connected with. Who are you leaning?
I like Houston. I've just been a big fan of them for a few years now. I like the way they play defense. They go out there and compete. I like Mamie's 3 of 4.
3 of 4. Okay.
Well, you forgot.
Well,
the
I don't
last
remember
one.
What my fourth.
Yeah,
what's,
right.
what's the fourth one you would go with?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the actual bracket. I don't know. I don't want to say just a random team and then be not in the right, you know, quadrant.
Oh, gotcha,
of the bracket.
Gotcha.
But it should be exciting. You know, look for teams that have a lot of older guys, seniors.
Mm.
I mean, with the COVID year too, there's like
fifth year seniors.
Yeah.
I mean, old men, you know, in that prime athletic age.
With beards,
you know, might be able to beat some of these phenom freshmen, you know, just on some man strength. So
you think
it'll be exciting.
You think Filipowski cries in the tournament this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I got Duke losing first round of Vermont.
Vermont
first
will not
round.
Be a cakewalk.
Mm.
That's what you told me.
Got to come
I
correct.
Leaned into that real hard when you told me that.
All right.
I said, yeah.
Let's FanDuel this. Let's make it official.
Better believe it, Dukies.
Yeah,
here
right.
you go, Vermont.
Absolutely. It should be a very exciting tournament, though, based off of how a lot of the conference tournaments went.
See, for me, being so disconnected to sports...
Yeah.
Well, actually, I take that back. I am the most in, you know, I
You're
have more
sports
knowledge
yeah.
than anybody.
Sure.
That's why I don't even like having the conversation. It's not even fun for me to have the conversation with people because they're so beneath my knowledge of sports.
Correct.
But when I get to talk to people like Joe Berg, WSSC sports director, I throw out like the best, like the comments I have. I've learned how to keep very generic comments on hand. Man, this bracket this year just looks different, Joe. It just looks different. He's like, yeah, it really does, doesn't it? Like, that's how I can engage a really good conversation.
That is a good one.
Check the box, move on.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
small talk 101. That one's free.
That's it. Bracket's different this year, ain't it, Joe? It really does look different.
There's lots of games going on, aren't there?
Because here's the cool thing. I can refill that one for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
No one's going to remember what I said 365 days from now.
Yeah.
No one's going to care. And so I'm just going to say again, wow, bracket looks different this year.
Yeah, definitely different than last year.
So for those of
you
who...
We should do a women's bracket too.
We should do a women's bracket. But there's only one winner. What's her name?
Which one? I mean, there are multiple winners. No. Caitlin Clark is probably the most famous one.
I mean, if you're betting on anybody but Caitlin Clark, what are you doing?
I mean, South Carolina is dominant.
South Carolina is dominant. I'm not... But it's Caitlin Clark.
South Carolina.
She's South Carolina?
No.
Yeah, but she's Caitlin Clark.
South Carolina.
I'm just saying, though, Caitlin Clark.
Keep it right here.
South Carolina.
Just a moment. With more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7, WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, okay, and 7:34, happy little Friday to you. Don't know what you're up to this weekend, really up to this year. There's a lot going on in the whole year.
This weekend, there's so much going on, though.
Is the eclipse this weekend?
The eclipse, I think, is in April.
It's in April, but it's upcoming.
I think it's April 8th.
That's a big deal, right? This eclipse is like a big one. This isn't like a little baby one. This is like a cover the sun.
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to get dark. But do you remember they had the one a few years ago? Maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
That did the same? Was it the same?
It was supposed to cover, it's going to get completely dark.
No.
No, it depended on where in the country you were if it got completely dark.
Right.
But I had some coworkers that drove to wherever it was in the country, like Texas or something, where it got completely dark. Like they made a whole event of it.
But it's not going to be completely dark here this time.
No. So if you look at, it's Cornelius Today that had the article, and Discovery Place Kids in Huntersville are going to host eclipse activities. But you can see the map, the first picture there, shows the path of the full darkness. So if you want, it doesn't cross over North Carolina.
Okay. But we will be able to notice something.
You'll be able to notice something, yes. Yeah. I don't know if you remember what it was like before, but it got twilight, kind of. That would be the best way I could describe it.
For a short period. It was
the birds. Ooh. You know how it gets when the sun starts to go down and the crickets chirp and stuff? That was a little freaky. Like the animals are like, it's nighttime.
Oh.
For 15
Spidey
minutes.
Spidey sense tingles.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. So, but yeah, Discovery Place Kids is going to celebrate the 2024 solar eclipse. Astronomy-themed activities leading up to the event on April 8th. So it's happening now. So you can go now and do some of the solar eclipse events, because those are more rare than the lunar eclipse.
You're not supposed to look at the sun, though.
Don't look at the sun, no matter what. Eclipse or not. Don't look at the sun.
Just for funsies.
Just
But
PSA.
You can buy on Amazon the glasses.
Right.
We bought some.
Yeah?
I did.
Are you staring at the sun now, or are you waiting until the
eclipse? I tried it. I had to test. Here's what I learned. When you put the glasses on, okay, here's a two-step approach.
Okay.
Put the glasses on and look at the sun. You can do that. Because at that point, it's blocked out if you have the appropriate protective eye gear. But post looking at the sun, turn your head before taking off the glasses.
Correct.
I learned that.
So that when you take them off, you're not still staring. You learned that the hard way?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. And it's a real thing. Like, so as far as staring at the sun, you should not do that. Like, I know I joked previously, but let's not stare at the sun.
Don't do it, kids.
But I think back to this whole eclipse thing. Did you ever do the science project of the solar system in school?
Of course, yeah.
Did you enjoy that project?
No.
That's not
I don't enjoy arts and crafts in general. It's just not my favorite thing to do. But no, because I'm craft challenged. I'm not very good at it.
I hope this doesn't offend you. I'm a little younger than you.
Just a little bit.
And by the time I'm doing the project, like Hobby Lobby, Michaels, the craft stores, they have the kits. Like I don't have to shape my own styrofoam.
No, I had to shape my own styrofoam. Right. Well, also too, the only store we had to shop at for everything was the Walmart. Kmart sometimes.
So project time, there was a run on
There's
styrofoam.
There's nowhere else to go. Unless your dad has like a styrofoam storage or something. There's nowhere else to go.
The kits were great.
Yeah.
But it didn't mean my project, it didn't make it look any better.
Did you still have to like color the styrofoam though?
Yeah, you still had to do all that.
Color it with a marker or something.
And there was, even then, like they had kits. So they even had the type of paint that you could use on styrofoam. Because even, yeah, like, so they basically handed you the
You're rich is what you're trying to tell me.
Look, it's not my fault that the kits came out. The kits are now cheaper than buying a block of styrofoam. It's cheaper to buy a solar system kit than it
Meanwhile,
is just pure
8-year-old
styrofoam.
Me, like with the
shaving it.
Down.
Wrong. Do it again.
No wonder I didn't like it.
You had like 14 planets in the solar system. Yes.
Just a mess of styrofoam all over the kitchen. Yeah.
Well, and can I ask you a question without offending you?
Sure.
Did you have the internet back then in school? Like when you were in school? Oh, so you didn't even have the internet?
No, we didn't have the internet. No, we had it on one computer. Now, this is probably partly where I grew up, because I think in the 90s, people did have access to the internet.
Sure,
I just
in the
did
90s,
not.
Yeah. In Shelby.
In Shelby. We had one computer. I took library my senior year. Took two periods of library.
And that's where the internet,
that's where the internet was, and I was in charge of letting people get on the internet.
You were the internet czar? What? Yes. Did that go to your head at
all? Yeah, power trip, like none other.
Did you like stand over their shoulder, like watching the web pages?
It mostly was just people were very curious. Because
keep it to Netscape.
It was the only thing, and it had the you still had to dial up. It had the terrible noise.
Something
it was
like
mostly
that?
People that were just
accurate?
Curious. Yeah, people didn't really know what to do with it. We had a fax machine, too. That was more popular, really.
Oh,
people
sending faxes? Trying to talk to grandma real quick.
Yeah, sending one to mom's office or something. Yeah, that was,
just
that
to mess
was
with
a
her?
Little bit more popular. Yeah. Just,
come pick me up.
Yeah, having a good time playing around the library, putting me in charge when I'm 17 years old.
What was like the? I remember when Ask Jeeves came out. Do you remember Ask Jeeves? Mm-hmm. That was basically Google, right? Wasn't that the first iteration?
Well, the way
of Google?
Everybody Googles things now is usually by asking questions. You know, with the talk to text, most people ask questions now. But yeah, Ask Jeeves is probably.
Ask Jeeves still exist?
I don't think so. I'm sure he's real angry because he was like, I came up with this idea first, Google.
Ask Jeeves. Ask.com exists. AskJeeves.com does exist, but sketchily it says no information is available for this page.
Don't click on it.
Learn why. I did click on it. Sorry, Frank. I'm on the network. It's AskJeeves.com, and there is a search bar here. Should I ask Jeeves something?
You're welcome to.
Ask Jeeves, how...
Are you mad about Google? That's what I was asking.
Yeah. Are you okay? All right.
Are you mad at Google?
Mad at Google?
Are you guys beefing?
Question mark. Let's see what Ash says. About 1,540,000. The first result. The best way to watch NCAA March Madness live stream.
Not the best search engine.
The most accurate results you'd ever have. I asked Ash Jeeves, "Are you mad at Google?" And all 20 of these related searches, the best way to watch March Madness.
Well, they know what people want.
It's actually smart. Reject the premise. Google who?
Yeah.
No, what you're concerned about is March Madness.
Doesn't exist in Jeeves' world.
I have a neural link to your brain, and I know what you're really interested in, and it's March Madness.
Yeah.
Wow, Jeeves, thanks for that.
I'm excited about the games today, though, March Madness games.
Are you going to watch one?
Yeah. We're going to roll the TV in. I'm going down to the Charlotte office today.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to roll the TV in. And
literally all day. So all no day. Productivity
well,
should be expected.
What, noon is when it starts? Games start at noon?
So no productivity should
Afternoon.
Be expected.
Ordering in food.
Noon on.
Bringing in food. Yeah.
Rolling Do you know TV what in. Game is first?
No, I don't know.
You
just
don't
games.
Care. It's purely the fact that today is spent watching games.
Yes, and it's such a, like, I actually put it in our.
Do you get to pick lunch? 7:42. Do you get to pick lunch?
No, probably not. We've got people that have, if it was me, it would just be a bunch of pizzas, but we have vegetarians and vegans and...
Well, doesn't pizza connect with vegans and vegetarians?
They don't eat cheese. Vegans
Is that vegans?
Don't.
Is that because it comes from a duck
comes
or a cow?
From a cow?
Cow.
Yeah, it comes from an animal. They don't eat animal products, so probably go with something more healthy.
Is there vegan za?
I'm sure there is.
Surely there's vegan za, right?
There's vegan cheese, so I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Down in South John's Charlotte, too.
That,
there's all kinds of stuff down there. So.
Oh, that's true. You probably
Yeah, that's the mecca for
hippopotamus.
Vegan.
Hippopotamus.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff down
probably
there.
Probably try exotic meats.
So, but yeah, bring lunch in. And so I put a picture of the TV rolling in and the little group thing for my people at work. And I was like, tomorrow.
That'll be a fun day.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Is it weird that like, I guess it's okay. Like, we're now adults, right? So it's like, that's cool to have like for adults.
Yeah. Well, we don't work on Fridays and they were all asking if they could come in Friday. Like, I don't work that
to
time.
To watch the game?
Just to like, watch the game.
They don't have a TV
together
at their house?
No, they wanted to watch them together. And I was like, y'all do whatever you want. I'll be here.
I won't be. But we'll leave the TV plugged in.
You'll be there. Y'all have fun.
Well, I don't know if I'll be watching. I mean, Bill will probably have the game. Bill, you'll probably turn the games on, I assume. At some point here.
Sure.
We can.
I think
you want to? You want some Zaw?
I probably will. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just the nostalgia, I think, for me of like, that's what you did in school. And I
watch the game?
I was asking Patrick.
You guys watch the games in school?
I know they rolled the TVs in when you were in school.
Justin, they used to roll the TVs in.
Didn't they?
You know they rolled the TVs in.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
In high school, you don't remember that?
No.
I can remember being at Bradley Middle, even at Hopewell, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably wasn't there that day.
College
experience.
Go to this school?
I don't even go to this school.
Second semester, senior year.
Yeah. So that's what Patrick and I were talking about yesterday. And I was like, is that just a North Carolina thing? And he was like, yeah. He was like, no, they didn't. I mean, March Madness is, and North Carolina basketball is known countrywide. But he was like, yeah, that's what he said, at least. But yeah, he said no.
I thought it was just Corntown.
I think rolling the TVs is a unique to North Carolina experience. But if you grew up somewhere else.
They
rolled the TVs in for March Madness where you grew up. Let us know.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I don't remember that at all. That might be my fault, though. That might be my fault.
It happened.
Okay. I'm going to try.
I wasn't in any of your classes, but yeah.
Well, we had leadership together senior year. Sign up for Teacher of the Month. Good morning, LKN. 7:40. The big clunk there was me adjusting my chair. 7:48.
I should probably adjust mine. Mine is too tall. Who was sitting here yesterday?
What if I sit up? Should I sit up more? Is my posture okay? I do the hunch thing. I do the lean on the table move.
You do that, Edward. Now I'm super short. What happened?
Let me come lower. Hey, how you doing?
Now I feel tiny.
Now the table's big. Did I drink the juice?
I don't know. I feel uncomfortable.
Everything's uncomfortable. Powerball. Nobody won last night.
Nobody won. Definitely not us, because Rob bought tickets. Came home from work with a couple of tickets, but no, not us.
$750 million now, I think, on Powerball if you win after last night. Is that what it is?
Man.
I think it's $750 million. It might be even more. I mean, it's a lot of money. Has anybody ever taken the, like, draws over life? Has anybody not taken the lump sum?
I don't know why you wouldn't just take the lump sum.
There's got to be, a particular use case for it, right?
But what would that use case be?
Because you already are rich?
That would be one.
Maybe? No, maybe. Because now if you were, then you'd have some decency understanding of the financial principles and you would take it, right? Maybe that's a topic. We could ask Joshua Doby, host of Dollars and Cents.
Yeah.
Is there a mathematical reason why someone would take the over the life rather than the lump sum in the jack? Is there like a financial form that makes sense for like it's someone's particular situation, right? Because he talks about that all the time.
Right.
It's all based on your individual situation and like where you're at in life or what your strategy is going to be or retirement or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious.
If you won the Powerball, what's the first thing you'd do?
Buy a killer whale.
A killer whale?
No, I wouldn't do that. No. We should have learned our lesson the first time.
Yeah.
Mm.
You
I don't
die?
Know what I would buy. I don't know. I genuinely... I'd come to work tomorrow. Good morning, okay.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd probably still be in here talking too, but what's the first thing you would do? Like, what's the first thing you would buy?
First thing I would buy?
Not the cap.
I mean, literally, you have plenty of cash on hand to buy anything you want.
Whatever you want.
First
would it
thing
be like something would it be something practical like pay off your house, or would it be something like ridiculous like a yacht that just sits in the middle of the lake?
See, I think though when you... I want to say, yes, I would pay off the mortgage first thing if I, you know, whatever, but I don't know if you'd have so much adrenaline in that moment. Like the last thing you're worried about is your mortgage, right? Like in reality.
Right.
So for me, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like something I've always wanted to do or I want to do, I've had for a few years. That's just expensive. It's tough to do it. Go to the Masters.
Mm.
I would really love to go to the Masters.
Yeah.
Like for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, that's like a serious trip. That's not like light. And so I'd probably like go all out on that.
Yeah.
For as far as like a vacay kind of thing. Demi wouldn't agree with that. Like that wouldn't be enjoyable to her, I don't think. Because like you got to factor in the family too. Like kind of if you win, right? Like you won, but your family wins.
Oh, you're sharing it with them? Yeah. That's nice of you.
Katie calls you. What happened? No, I didn't.
Be like, Rob, I just opened my own bank account. It's fine. It's fine. No need to worry about anything. I'll still pay the bills.
But if I was, there'd be signs. Yeah. I'd have a room made of cheer wine.
Yes. So there's this guy that owns businesses, and I've posted him on my social media before, and people have said he thinks it's funny that I post him, but he drives, I can't remember what business he owns somewhere in Huntersville, but he drives a series of Land Rovers, and his license plate says 2.7 GPA, and I'm like, that's exactly what I would do.
That's pretty funny. It's a little bit of a flex.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
I probably wouldn't spend it on cars. I can say that definitively. I learned the lesson early on. My dad was a mechanic before I was born, and the whole car thing to me, and just like, and then you get into the financials of cars, and it's like, it just doesn't make sense.
But when you have money that doesn't matter.
But when it doesn't matter, six Bugattis, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Why not?
It doesn't matter.
Why not?
But still, maybe that's the way I'd try a Tesla, just because it'd be a throwaway. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll try a Tesla.
I'll buy one, drive it around for a week.
See if you can convince me now.
Crash it in the lake, let it auto-drive itself.
Yeah,
off
that's
the
what I'm saying. Just why not at that point? Like, let's see what the hype is all about. Oh, I ran out of electricity? Leave it there.
Yeah.
Don't even need it.
Yeah.
See, but I don't even like that feeling, because that's not like...
Feels wasteful.
It's totally wasteful. Like, yeah. I don't want to do that either. I'd rather like build a water treatment facility in like the most rural part of the United States.
Oh, that's real nice.
I'm not going to say Africa or anything like that, like, because I get it. Like, we need to help other countries, but we got some problems here we need to take care of first.
I'd open a Target in Shelby.
You'd like lease the name and like run it like a real... Not Target. Here's the cool part. I'll manage all of it.
Yeah, it's my store.
Mamie's version.
Yeah, just call it Mamie's. Forget Target.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, too.
Maybe this is the step toward you creating a retail spot.
That's it.
Is that something of interest?
I just feel bad for Shelby, because they still only... They have a Hobby Lobby now. Mm. But that's...
Oh, so you're rooting for your hometown right now.
I just feel bad for them. Like, maybe that would help them.
What about Dario? You think Dario would help them?
Oh, I love Dario.
That would help Shelby out a lot.
They have a Dairy Queen, though.
They still have a Dairy Queen?
Mm, they have, inside Dairy Queen, yeah.
I miss the Dairy Queen on 25.
I do, too. I miss Dairy Queen a lot.
Now I
go to Denver sometimes just so I can get Dairy Queen.
Now it's like Viva Chicken.
Oh, here's what I'd do. Open a Dollar General, a Dairy Queen, and a Krispy Kreme here in Cornelius.
And Dollar General is the one that is a dollar?
No. We have a Dollar Tree.
Which is a dollar.
Which is a dollar. We don't have a Dollar General, which is like... various things.
The high-end classy.
I would not call it classy. It's just one of those places, like, if you just need to go in and grab toothpaste, I don't want to go...
You want the dollar?
I don't want to go to Target. I need more toothpaste than what you can get at the Dollar Tree, which is like, brush your teeth maybe one
travel
and a half
size.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you just need something quick, batteries, toothpaste, something quick. You just run into the DG, grab it, go.
Is the DG up on non-fluoride toothpaste yet?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, that's a factor.
I've heard it. I've heard us talk about it before.
But it seems like that's an added ingredient. So is that more expensive than non-fluoride toothpaste?
I don't know. I don't really compare.
Why is non-fluoride toothpaste more expensive? Because it's got less ingredients. This is kind of like the whole conundrum with like when you pay for a flight and then you have to pay for your bag if it's too heavy, but it's like, well, wait a second, it's still going on the plane. So what's that mean from the formula? Like, did you not bring ginger ale instead? Like, what am I buying in lieu of?
They don't put two bags of ice on the flight for that one.
Right. Yeah. Less fuel.
Yeah. I would open those three things in Cornelius. And then I really would never have to leave, because I do have to go to Morrisville often to go to the Dollar General.
So you love Krispy Kreme that much that you would use your hard-earned lottery dollars on that?
I think it would do great here.
I don't think it would do bad.
I know you have a problem with
my beef is purely personal. It has nothing to do with anything on their taste or the donut itself. It's purely a personal beef between me and them directly, which we will continue that conversation offline. We don't need to do this over air again.
Okay. But yeah, those are the three restaurants that I would like to have on exit 28. So I would open all three of them.
And then you would literally never leave at that point.
And I'd never have to leave.
Just stay.
I don't know. What else do I need here? I don't think there's anything else I'd need. Don't really care to go to Walmart.
Don't we need one of those places where you can like ride a fake wave? Shouldn't we have one of those places? Like a fun center?
We don't have one of those.
Well, I don't think you can ride
the
wave.
We have the aquatic center, don't we?
You can't ride a wave, though. Mm. Anyone? I'm talking about, like, you know, where you stand
like
a fake wave.
Like on the, yeah, I know.
Like Sun and Ski Sports at Concord Mills before you get shot. It's like a simulator now. Like, you know, it's kind of like a spot like that.
Yeah, you could do that. I don't think that's something I need. No, so I'd be good
without
it. That
would be on your list.
That's on your list. That's on your list of things to do with your billions.
How would Rob react if you won the lottery? What's his move?
He loves his job.
Sure,
he would quit immediately so he could play golf all day
every day. That would be
he would play golf seven
every
days
course
a week.
In the country becomes his goal.
Yep, that's what he would do.
It's not a bad
he
goal.
He loves golf so much he wants to play.
I'd go to the Masters with Rob.
Oh, he would love to.
If he invited me through you, so I'd be hanging out with Rob when you win the lottery. That'd be pretty cool.
I already told you I'm opening a separate bank account. I'll just throw some money his way every once in a
maybe
while.
Maybe like an exotic animal, like an alligator. What do you think about that?
Oh, I don't
like
I
an
mean,
exotic pet. Would you like go like Mike Tyson, Michael Jackson status and like I try mean, to get like a tiger?
You know how I feel about animals, so you can answer so that with yourself.
Does Layla's life change at all?
No. She's princess already.
Okay.
It's not going to
change. She get a new bed?
She just sleeps in my bed. I get a new bed.
Okay. Well, in New York, someone was keeping an alligator illegally in their own swimming pool.
That's a good time.
Surely that's been done around the lake at some point, right? You think?
Keeping an alligator in the lake or in their pool?
In their pool.
You think so?
A game of numbers. It's got to have statistically,
right? Somebody's keeping an alligator in their pool. I just want to know...
They just add a number of people in the world, number of alligators.
There's got to be some in somebody's pool or somewhere around Lake Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call us. Let us know. 844-Studio-4.
We won't rat you out.
Just say, allegedly, you have an alligator living in your pool. We won't tell on you.
It's a 750-pound alligator, 11 feet long. And this was just south of Buffalo.
Look, it's on the...
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Bill's pulled it up.
Oh, my gosh. WSIC that is News. Massive.
This looks like a captive living alligator right here too, because
looks like
of the
a dinosaur.
He's kind of not looking too good. Does he have like osteoporosis or something? What's going on with him?
I think he's like sick. I think he was injured or elderly. Alligators are elderly. I think there was something wrong with him, and the guy was trying to help rehabilitate it, but. Yeah, that is a tiny pool for an alligator to live in.
I mean, literally made an entire indoor, this is a sunroom
sanctuary
converted with some namaste style stuff and a pool inside. I thought indoor pools were only in Florida. They got those in Buffalo too,
I
guess.
And
huh?
New York too, yeah.
Illegally kept. Is this a problem with America? Should we be telling people they can't have alligators in their house?
Mm.
I mean, aren't we pushing the envelope too far?
Well, what animal would... Like, if you think it's okay for the guy to have an alligator living in his pool, fine. But at what level of animal are you like, okay, no, that's too much? Like, tiger? Are you okay with somebody having a tiger as a pet?
Up to a certain age.
Okay. Lion?
Up to a certain age.
So then what happens when they get to that age? You ship them off to the zoo or?
Sell them.
Sell them to who?
The zoo.
Oh, okay. So they go to the zoo.
Or China.
To a
just let
age.
Them run around in their forests. Aren't they endangered? Are tigers still endangered? Wasn't there a tiger type that was endangered?
Probably.
I don't know. All right, we're gonna get a look at traffic at 8:15. Don't forget, Teacher of the Month. You can nominate your favorite teacher. They win a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Also, Brighter Smiles of Davidson, a gentle whitening treatment. Merle Madness. Fill out that bracket by noon. I'm gonna work on my bracket here soon too. Good morning, okay, at 8:06. Happy little Friday to you.
Yes, happy Thursday.
Plans for the weekend. It's kind of different. It's in between St. Paddy's Day and Easter. Obviously, Easter, the following weekend, I'm sure plenty of plans, traveling. Mm-hmm. We'll go through all that next week. But for this weekend, is this kind of like a sad weekend or no? Is it?
I mean, there's still a lot going on this weekend. I have no plans. I keep thinking I have plans. And then I can't remember what they are. And so I may not be doing anything. I don't.
At all.
I feel like there's something I'm supposed to be doing this weekend, but I don't know what it is.
Just something random?
Something.
Like,
there's something I'm supposed to be doing.
Let's flush this out. Are you supposed to do something with Katie?
Mm-mm.
Are you supposed to do something with Rob?
I don't think so.
Are you supposed to do something in one of your business ventures?
I don't think so.
Are you supposed to try a new food?
Maybe.
Are you supposed to learn a new language?
That's it. learning language.
Which one are you going for this
time? Japanese.
Put that down. On. I've been there.
Oh, okay.
Konnichiwa. Ohayo gozaimasu. Hi, genki desu ne.
No.
Don't know what all those means, by the way, so I apologize if I just said something offensive.
I feel like there's something I should be doing this weekend, but maybe I'll just be cleaning the house because it needs to be done.
Is it supposed to be sunny this weekend or raining?
I think it's a mix. I think there's some rain happening. Maybe
it's going to get a little chillier, I think, on
the
back end.
It's going to get
colder, right?
Yeah.
So
we're not done with the cold weather.
Thanks to Chase Myers on the weather reports earlier in the week, pulling in the crops and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the farmers up there. You don't want to lose your crop. That's what you don't want to lose.
Sunday looks like a nice day. Sunny, 60s, mid-60s. Rob will be playing.
Get outside.
Yeah, Rob will be playing golf on Sunday.
Is the courses packed? Is he saying whether or not the courses are packed? I don't feel like they are when I drive past them, to be honest.
He said last Sundays are just heavy golf days because people have the days off. So he said last Sunday was pretty busy. And as you know, he plays year round. Yeah. Like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Is he playing in the rain?
He will play in the rain. Not too much rain. The little drizzle he's okay with though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I heard something in the news that people are going around to public golf courses and buying up all the tee times and then reselling them for like $10, $20 more.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could
do that.
There's
a market for that. Huh?
There is a market for that.
You just give them the name and it's real easy. You just give them a name and phone number then and boom. Like
correct.
And tell them what tee.
And they'll meet you in the parking lot. Yeah.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I can believe it. Tee times are the name of the game for golf right now. Yeah. That's like by this whole, I at one point.
It's very frowned upon, so don't get any ideas.
Yeah, don't you try.
That's what I'm not doing. I'm not doing that this weekend. I'm not buying up tee times and selling them.
So years ago when I was in the thick of the closing attorney life, right? A little bit more time on the hands sometimes. Played golf and almost joined a club. I was in the market for looking at. And I started like analyzing, okay, what's the value and all this kind of stuff, what you're paying for and all that. You're really paying for access to tee times when you join these clubs. That's really it truly is. That is you are paying for to have access to tee times is what it truly is. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
You couldn't
pay to play.
I couldn't bring myself to join one club because I like trying different places.
So that's Rob, too, because he considered joining a club. All the wait lists are like a year long around here.
Multiple years. Yeah, some of them multiple.
And so,
I think Northstone's like 3 years or something like that.
Yeah,
2 years?
Mooresville Golf Club is the one he likes the best.
Oh, cool.
It was over a year wait list.
Yeah.
But he is the same. He was like, I think I like playing a different course. Now, he has a couple that he'll go to.
Mallardhead. Shout out Mallardhead. Absolutely.
You know,
get you a meatloaf sandwich for $3.
Get you a dollar hot dog, $1.50 hot dog. Put a bunch of onions on it.
Dollar beers still. Shout out to Eddie up there holding it down.
Yeah. So he plays that one pretty often. But he likes to go and try different ones, especially as the weather changes.
Yeah.
And he does a whole weekend at the beach with his guy friends playing golf. So,
and I'll play any course. I don't mind playing the course on Sunset or Twin Oaks and State. It doesn't bother me. I'll play any level quality course. Billy, your first round of golf was Twin Oaks and was it Twin Oaks?
Loved it.
Great time.
It's my Augusta.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Came out swinging the sticks.
Yeah.
Hit them straight.
Sometimes. minus three.
Tried to.
I went minus three.
On Captain's Choice.
I only lost three balls.
Ah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That's good. I guess. I don't know. I know nothing about golf.
You don't ever
it's
go with Rob
good.
anymore?
I like to go with him and just ride around, have a cocktail.
Yeah.
Look cute.
That's what Demi does.
That's what I'm there
for. Just the champ on the side and just hangs.
There for.
But that's a win for me, I feel like.
It is. Does that count as quality time for her? For you, it does. For her, does it?
The front nine is quality time. Yeah. By the back half, she's ready to go home.
No, drop me at the clubhouse after the first nine.
Sure.
And I'll see you at the end.
Doesn't bother me.
That's my go-to. Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. I've played golf by myself multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing, that I don't mind. And I don't have a problem being with myself. Let me be very clear about that. If you give me 3 days in the wilderness, I'll be just fine.
Okay.
But golf in particular of an activity locally, I don't mind playing by myself. Yeah. It's good headspace.
Yeah.
Mental game. Challenge. It's like you go into the wilderness and you come out stronger. You know?
You versus you, you know?
Yeah,
that's how
exactly.
You feel when you
yeah,
play golf by
yeah,
yourself
for sure.
In Mooresville.
I come out stronger. Yeah, absolutely. By the end?
Again, I really hope Rob's listening right now because he's just that work going like, yes, yes, yes. Because he says I don't, he always says that I don't understand golf.
Here's a way to think about it as far as mental fortitude that it takes. You know when you try something and like you don't do very well, and then you want to try it again, and you want to try it again. Well, golf is designed for you to do that thing on average something that you may not be good at, you may be good at, but either way, you got to keep going 72 times.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you do something that like you're not that good at and you debate, should I try it again? Should I try it again? Should I try it again? Try it 72 times. That's what golf is like.
But even if you don't get better, they still keep playing.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing for years. I don't think I'm any better. I still like playing.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's just you and yourself.
Yeah.
So
it's your mental approach is
grows, what it's about.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you stand, you line up and it's like, is it okay? This time I'm going to do exactly in my mind,
in my brain, what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll hit the balls in the simulator sometimes. That's fun.
Which you have at the house.
Yeah.
That's pretty phenomenal.
So I'll do that sometimes.
Again, Rob gets more points right now. That's all this means.
Rob goes to Tempo Golf too, plays over there.
And he goes, he's got a subscription membership over there.
Membership over there to Tempo Golf. Yeah. Yeah. So he'll head over there sometimes
too. We need to make a golf show. Wait a second. I've been talking for a while. I have been on the hunt for someone to host a golf show where they go around and try the different courses locally and break them down, talk through it. We bring the GMs on. We talk about course design and all that. Rob's the guy.
He's the guy. Yeah,
Rob's
you found him.
The guy. What have I been doing with my life recently?
I don't know. Good luck getting him to talk on the radio, though.
I think I can make that happen.
You think you can make it happen?
I and this isn't a brag thing. I try to make anybody who comes in here...
You do a great job with that.
...feel as if this isn't a whole thing, right? Like, it's an experience. But anyway, I don't know what that has to do with having an alligator in New York, but that's
I
where
think
we
we've
up.
Moved on from that story, haven't we?
Oh, was that a segment ago?
That was the last segment.
But you did bring up a point earlier that I glossed over. Animal encounters do increase in the spring.
Yes. Yes.
And that is where this is really about, with the weather, the changes. I see the geese, the Canadian geese that we can chop the heads off every single one if we have to. It won't bother me. I won't lose a wink of sleep because they're dookie stains they leave on the sidewalk walking around. I can't stand it.
I can't stand it either.
Can't stand it at all.
I don't see them, though, on the Lake Cornelia side. I don't see a lot of geese.
Oh, so y'all are shooing them over onto our side.
Yeah, we're shooing
them
over.
Keep them on your side of the tracks.
I'm telling you, it's perfect. Lake Cornelius is the place to be. We just get the cute ducks.
No motorboats.
No motorboats. Lots of bunnies. Lots of bunnies.
Tons of bunnies.
Tons of bunnies. But then we have like possums too. Like all kinds of wildlife lives in the woods back there. So.
Teacher of the Month, don't forget to sign up WSIC News' Instagram page. You can nominate your favorite teacher. $50 Nina Boutique gift certificate along with a gentle whitening treatment from Brighter Smiles of Davidson. You win both of those if you're the teacher that's selected. That's a monthly contest. Merle Madness, 12 o'clock. That's the cutoff. Good morning, OKN. 818. Oh, you know, it always gets wilder at the 8 o'clock hour
on
the streets.
It does.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $1 to take you from your front door to Winston-Salem today because it's Little Friday. Jeff, how are the streets around Lake Norman and Charlotte looking this morning?
Good morning. There was an accident in Charlotte in the southbound left-hand lane around mile marker 11.4 that was slowed down traffic significantly. That's mostly cleaned up right now, but at about 11.3 mile marker south, there was another accident, and that's in the, they've got it moved off to the right-hand side of the road, so just be careful as you're going southbound into Charlotte. There is a little bit of a slowdown there due to the accident. As far as 77 southbound from Statesville down to Huntersville, things are looking good until you get around mile marker 25 in Huntersville. Slow down until you get to about 485 southbound, and then it clears up. 77 northbound, things are looking good until you get around exit 23 in Huntersville. Traffic is a little slower through there all the way up to Cordelia. Secondary roads in Statesville-Boardsville, I don't know of any problems. So just take it slower through the Huntersville area, both north and southbound, and watch it if you're going southbound into Charlotte.
Keep that distance. Jeff, when you on-ramp onto the highway, do people let you in? Because you're in a vehicle that people probably don't like to let in, I would imagine, being in a bus, van. What's that like for you when you skeech into the traffic there?
every day we play this little game of beat the bus, and I joke with my passengers, I look back in my mirror to see if the person behind me has crazy eyes or not. Some people will let you in, some people will look like they're going to let you in, and then they'll speed up, and then you got ones that'll flash your lights and let you in. So those are the three types of people I deal with. But one thing I would just remind people, and they have signs here, if you're not in the toll lane and there's an accident, you're not supposed to run over the plastic poles and come into the toll lane. I had that happen the other day while I was talking to Mamie and doing a report where somebody cut me off. Remember, that's illegal, and you can really cause some great harm to somebody. So my advice is, if you're going 77 between Statesville and Charlotte, just be prepared to practice defensive driving, because it does get a little wild out here.
You big 10-2 guy, Jeff?
What?
You big 10-2 guy?
I didn't really hear what you were saying. Sorry about that.
You big 10-2 guy?
A can of chicken? I don't know what that is.
10-2. You know, your hand placement on the wheel.
Oh, 10 and 2. Really, it's about like 9-3 is where your hands are. But I definitely have two hands on the wheel and make sure that I'm alert to my surroundings, because like I say, some days you would think you're at a NASCAR track on 77, and other days it's like a parking lot. So you just got to be prepared for not to get ran over, but also not run somebody else over.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate you. RideICats.com. Being Thursday, $1 to get from your front door to Winston-Salem, and then $1 back. Killer deal, RideICats.com. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, y'all have a great day.
You too. RideICats.com. You think he said, are you a can of tuna guy? Is that what you think?
you were saying.
I was going to follow up with, oh, by the way, also, are you a can of tuna guy?
Yeah.
But I felt like Jeff had things to do.
He's a busy guy this morning. Yeah.
I don't want to take up all his time.
I appreciate the words of wisdom, though, that he
always drops wisdom bombs.
He's a super smart guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Merle Madness going on. You can sign up. WSIC News, the Instagram. If you submit a bracket, and hey, maybe you're one of these that has like 20 brackets already, right? So what's one more? ESPN, you search WSIC, the password, scoreboard with a capital S. If you win, you get 4 tickets to Merlefest. For any day general admission tickets. So a little game theory here. If you win, you could go to 4 days by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a little 2-for-2-for.
Yep.
You could do a little 4-pack fun fam.
Yeah.
You got options.
Lots of options.
We like providing options. We do have Ben McKeithen, Greystone Lodge, coming up at 8:30. So he'll be joining us, and we'll have some fun chatting, seeing what's going on in the high country today. Mames, you brought up animal encounters increasing in the spring.
Yes.
In particular, wondering, between the ones on this list that we'll go through, if you have a favorite.
A favorite animal or to favorite encounter?
That you would like to encounter. That you could say, okay, I would consider encountering this animal.
Rabbits. I like rabbits.
That's too weak, though.
Come I'm on. Sorry.
You see rabbits every day.
I like them.
Coyote. Coyote. Coyote.
Coyote is on here.
Is
Coyote.
It on the list? It is on the list.
I think I'm going to go for the top on this one. Black bears. Just let me get a black bear encounter going on.
Okay. Have you ever seen a bear in the wild? Like when you're in the mountains? Yeah.
Coyote.
No.
No.
Not in the wild. Like, I've seen him at, you know, Grandfather Mountain has like a animal
Coyote.
Exhibit. Yeah.
Yeah. They have
but I have
bears,
not.
But you haven't seen one
I
in
can't
the
remember
wild.
If they have bears or not at Grandfather Mountain. They
I'm
definitely
sure they do.
They definitely have
Coyote.
Mountain lions, I think.
It's been a long time since I've been to Grandfather Mountain.
I think they do have bears. They were hibernating because we were there, of course, in winter and they weren't out.
That's what they do.
Anyway. You won't have as many encounters when they're hibernating.
No, because they're hiding. Hibernating.
Yes. I don't think hiding, but yeah.
They're hibernating.
Sleeping in safety.
Yeah.
So my aunt lives in Blowing Rock.
Oh.
And she gets bears regularly in her yard. Regularly. Like, I would have to move.
Like, strolling across, or they stop and mingle?
Walking through the yard.
Coyote.
Used to be because she had a garden that she kept, and they would just come and eat the food straight out of the
favorite?
Garden.
What were they favorite?
Tomatoes.
They liked, black bears like tomatoes.
Well, they liked her tomatoes that she would grow. And, yeah, so she just has
mountain
a
roaming.
I would be like, nah, I gotta leave. I can't live here anymore.
This is gonna do it for me.
Not just one time coming, like, just on the regular. She's like, oh, yeah, the bears were here today. I was like, yeah, this isn't where I want to live.
I don't know. With all...
I do love Blowing Rock. I love, like, especially spring and summer in the mountains. I love it. But if...
That's too much for you, though?
Too much. That's too much.
With all the content, with all the stuff, you know, it's just like when you're watching, like, SVU, right? It just gets more and more... You don't like the idea, like... Hey, buy this house, you may randomly be mauled by a black bear. And then that's just like, feel something.
Rob
you know?
Would love it. Yeah. Like, I really just need to drop him off.
Does he want to fight a black bear?
He just wants to hug one, which I don't think they like hugs.
I would imagine probably not.
No, no. But he loves, Rob, like, my apathy for animals is like the complete opposite of his feeling.
He like wants all of them and you
wants,
want nothing?
He wants them all to come in our yard. He's like Snow
like
White.
Noah's Ark?
Snow White, Noah's Ark, either one.
Ferrets?
He loves all animals. He loves like his dream. He's never encountered a bear in the wild and that is like his dream.
All right, Bill's calling in right now. He got an animal encounter.
All right.
Bill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Justin. I had an encounter this morning I've never had before.
This morning?
I live way up in the North County, almost to Davie, and I come across Sheffield Road every morning. It's a little hilly. It's windy. I had to brake hard to keep from hitting three peacocks.
Peacocks?
Peacocks.
I have never encountered a peacock on the road before. I think it's, you know, somebody's probably raising them and they've gotten out, but... They wouldn't move. They would not get out of the way.
An illegal peacock so farm. I've seen those
wild
before.
Peacocks.
I've seen them illegal peacock farms before. I know what y'all are doing up there on the north end of the county. I get it. No, it's yeah. Cool. I get it.
We're making big money on peacocks.
Bill, we appreciate you calling in. Hope you're having a... Are you on your way to work or what's going on?
Yeah, on my way to work. I watch you guys every morning.
Oh, appreciate that. That's very kind of you. I apologize.
Have a few laughs before the drudgery begins.
Glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
I understand the feeling. We appreciate you, Bill.
Right, thanks, Bill.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye.
See
ya. When you said the north end of the county made me think of this. My parents moved from the big town of Shelby to Rutherford County when I was in college.
That's a step up.
Yeah, big step up. To a township called Hollis.
Okay.
So when you hear about people like taking their animals to the country, that's where we lived. So there was a dump. That's pretty much the only, you had to take your trash to the dump. They didn't have, you know, trash service on the road. And so people would just drop their animals off in the country and they'd end up at the dump. So you'd go there and you're like, I saw a peacock there one time. Wild peacock. I don't know. Somebody's pet peacock that they didn't want anymore.
Those are beautiful animals, by the way.
They are, but
too.
they sound terrible.
Oh,
like,
they scream.
The noise that they make is terrible. It's almost like a cat, but like.
Here, I think I know it.
You know it?
I think I know it.
That's terrible.
Like that?
Yes.
Is that pretty accurate?
That's pretty much spot on. Are you the one with
coyote?
With the wild peacocks.
Yeah. And Bill's the one shirtless in the front yard with his staff. And he just says the one thing. What's the one thing
What's
you tell
thing
everybody
you
they come?
Coyote.
But somebody had like, there was an emu there one time. There, dogs, cats, all
Emus
the time.
Emus are violent, by the way.
Yeah, but there was an emu. And so it was always just like an adventure when you take your trash to the dump. But what animals are you going to find there?
Aren't it emus that Scotty's got at Zootastic? Are they emus or ostrich? It's ostriches. I think maybe emus too.
Coyote?
That
maybe
peck,
both.
That peck the cup, you know, because you can feed them. But
the
like,
ostriches are the ones that peck the cups, yeah.
They just come in,
the
right?
The emus don't
They'll
have
stick
the beak.
Their head through the window too.
Yes.
Like,
coyote.
Oh, gosh. Terrible.
I think Emmy cried.
Oh, I cry.
Coyote, coyote.
Then she laughed. No, I said, it's okay. It's okay. They're supposed to do this. This is normal, children.
When you said that, then yeah. She was okay?
Maybe.
No.
In my mind, she stopped crying.
Coyote.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, yeah, so there were just, there'd just be random, but it was the emu. That was the thing. The peacock didn't even surprise us as much as the emu did. So, good old Hotless.
That'd be a fun pet.
All the best stories that we have in our family came from that, that little town.
Ben McKeith and General Manager Greystone Lodge up next. Going to let you know what's going on in the high country. Sign up for Teacher of the Month. Nominated teacher. We love our teachers. They can win a $50 gift certificate. Also, a gentle whitening treatment. Merle Madness. If you're doing the NCAA bracket, you might as well win a 4-pack of tickets to Merle Fest. Cutoff's at noon. I'd hurry. Good morning, okay, and 8:34 already this morning. Ben McKeith and General Manager of Greystone Lodge joining us right now from Mystery Hill. Ben, what's going on?
Hey guys, on remote location this morning between Boone and Blowing Rock at Mystery Hill.
Mystery Hill. Give us the background on Mystery Hill.
So, you know, I wish I could go into a lot of the details here. I just know that this is a great local family indoor attraction. It's been around forever. It's a year-round attraction. It's only closed 2 days of the year, Christmas Day and Easter. It's a great place to come and bring the family. And you can look here and see some of the attractions they have here. Death to Defy Gravity, a lot of science, fun things, a lot of historical artifacts, gem mining. You can pretty much do it all right here at Mystery Hill.
And it's $5 for North Carolina residents, right?
Yeah, for the month of March, they're offering a $5 deal for residents of North Carolina. So come on up and check it out.
Okay, Mystery Hill, General Manager of Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com, Ben McKeithen joining us. Ben, what's the weather like now in Boone? You got the vest on today. Is it a little chilly or how are we feeling?
It's 39 degrees. It's very clear, very nice. But as we are approaching spring in the mountains, it's still a little chilly in the morning. But it should be up in the mid-50s, 60s by the mid part of the day.
Appalachian Summer Festival schedule got released yesterday. Tickets now on sale for Brad Paisley, who's performing at Kid Brewer Stadium. I believe only the second outdoor concert there. First was Luke Combs. And now Brad Paisley is part of the Appalachian Summer Festival. Are other performers of the festival going to be performing at Kid Brewer, Ben?
Yeah, so yesterday they announced, I hope you can hear me okay. They announced the full list up of the artists for the year. You can go to our blog on GreystoneLodge.com to get all the details. But a couple of the big names, Natalie Merchant is going to be here, as well as a really exciting St. Paul and the Broken Bones. If you've not heard them, listen to them on one of your streaming devices today. Very high energy, just a great group. I'm so excited about the summer here with music.
And as the season shifts, what's been the sentiment from the ski lodges now that the things are kind of calming down after the last full weekend of ski? How was the winter bash there, the Melt Fest?
Well, according to social media, it was a lot of fun. I saw a lot of fun posts of people skiing down the hill into the water ravine. Now it's interesting, Sugar Mountain is kind of still kind of open. They haven't officially announced their close date. That was as of yesterday. They still have some snow over there. I don't know what's it's probably going to be just a day or two they'll be closed. But you know, it's weird, we had 20 degree weather this week after the closing date. But that's the mountains for you.
Oh, absolutely. I remember back at App, the one time we had school actually canceled was after spring break when we had some snow. That was the one time during my tenure there that we actually had a closure, which of course that's how it goes in the mountains. Mames, you've been to Mystery Hill before back as a kid.
Yeah, so we went all the time as kids to Mystery Hill. Like, it was one of my dad's favorite spots for us to go in the fall. Yeah, it was good memories, good times. The gravity, or the thing where you kind of stand sideways, that was always kind of blew our minds as kids. So it was a good time.
A lot of science and adventure going on there. Ben McKeithen, General Manager of Greystone Lodge, joining us, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. If you want a discount at Greystone Lodge, you can go to WSIC News' Instagram page. We always have that. We'll be giving tickets away again soon. Thinking we're going to tie it to Merlefest. And Ben, I'm literally making this up right now as we're talking, and so the team is going to be upset at me for saying this just live on the radio. But we'll probably put it together with Merlefest tickets. Why
that's
not?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a good combo. Idea. So there you go. What's going on at Greystone? Greystone Lodge. Is the Ham Shop food truck open in front right now if I wanted like a little panini sandwich for breakfast?
It'll be open this afternoon. So they're open Thursday through Sunday. So they were there last night prepping for the weekend. Very exciting. I haven't seen their specials come out yet, but they will be posting those on their social media soon. It's a great option to have while you're at the Greystone Lodge, for sure.
And then the other things around town, you guys have a lot of local partnerships with the places. We've talked about Phys Ed multiple times and plenty of the other shops. How is the local scene going there in Boone when people come up and visit?
People love to get out and connect with our local environment. So we are definitely making sure to send them to all the good places. There's a new restaurant, Betty's Biscuits, opened last week. We talked about that Tuesday. Haven't been in yet. Hope to make it in over the weekend. Lots of really just neat places popping up as we go here. I don't want to forget to talk about the Summit Pickleball. We came there live several weeks ago. They're having a big summer pickleball tournament this weekend. And then the one to put on your calendar is April 27th, 28th. That's going to be a spring slam event for your listeners that want to come up and enjoy some pickleball and all the things the High Country has to offer.
Have you played yet officially, like an official tournament style pickleball?
I have not yet. It's on my bucket list. I've got my tickets printed on my desk. It's just a matter of finding time to do it.
I'm with you on that. I've hit the racket and paddle a little bit with Demi on the neighborhood tennis court, which is not, by the way, to code on pickleball, but that's a different conversation. Town of Blowing Rock Easter Festival. How big is Easter in the High Country area and the events going on there?
It's a great time. So Blowing Rock's going to be doing something on April 9th, their Easter festival. Downtown, we'll be having more information on our blogs about the different things to do. Easter's a fun time because it means spring is around the corner.
And if you stay at Greystone Lodge, okay, maybe you can't have a ham shop panini or something like that for breakfast, but Stick Boy Bread Company, that's not, I wouldn't even call that second place. There's no way that's bad to have, Ben. What's up with Stick Boy Bread Company?
Man, I tell you, I get so excited about two or three times a week. I go online and put my order in. They bring it over fresh the next morning. Always looking for new flavors and new ideas and new things that they have. It's always fun to be able to offer such a fresh local product at our complimentary breakfast buffet.
I think back to my time at Boone, one of the other things I loved, I always took summer classes, and that was because, I mean, it's just so beautiful in the High Country as things start warming up and through springtime, through summer. So, Ben, for spring break up there, a lot of the students leave. So what is it like for people that maybe they want to travel up there when the students aren't in session?
We are seeing an uptick in weekday reservations in the next 2 weeks, which tells me that there's definitely people planning their spring breaks to come to the mountains, which is very exciting. Definitely seeing some families roll through. You know, spring break is random weeks throughout different school districts, so it's kind of hard to gauge exactly when everybody's coming. But we definitely see an uptick of families coming and enjoying the High Country for their spring break.
Something that kind of coupled together. You get the beautiful mountains of the High Country, but then one of the suggestions you guys talk about, one of the people in the local community, Elk Mountain Riding Club. Horse riding, Ben? Are you a big equestrian guy?
I am not. I'm 6'5", and I'm already tall enough, so when I put myself on a horse, it's just too much. So I enjoy watching. I love getting out and hike and enjoying the scene, but I'm not too much in the horses myself.
What is the Alpine Wilderness Coaster?
That is a roller coaster that goes through the mountains over in Banner Elk. Have not had the luxury of trying that yet. I've had a lot of guests, great positive feedback on that. That's going to be about 20 minutes from the Greystone Lodge. Something I have on my bucket list for sure this spring.
Coming from on Instagram, NC Mountain Traveler is the one who's posting these spring break ideas throughout the High Country. Hiking Rough Ridge, you've probably hiked a lot of places throughout the High Country. What's your favorite place to hike?
So Rough Ridge is a great option. It's not a very strenuous hike. It's not a big dedication of time. That's a good one. I also love, pretty much my favorite is the Moses Cone trails that take off right from the village of Blowing Rock at Bass Lake. That go up through Moses Cone National Park. And then there's one that goes all the way up to the fire tower, which my favorite is that one because you get up and you see a vantage point of Blowing Rock into the village, a very unique view there. And again, that's all this, you know, on Tuesday we were talking about how Southern Living just named Blowing Rock to one of the top small towns in North Carolina. Our guests enjoy all the high country. So whether they're staying in Boone or Blowing Rock, it's all very close and easy to access.
Ben McKeithen, general manager of Greystone Lodge, GreystoneLodge.com. That's G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. And coming to us from Mystery Hill this morning, only $5 for North Carolina residents in the month of March. Ben, what are some of the other deals going on for people that want to stay at Greystone? Obviously, 15% off consistently. WSIC News' Instagram, Greystone Lodge's Instagram. We're going to be giving away tickets. But you guys have a couple other deals going on.
Yeah, so if you book through our link on our Instagram, we do have a 25% off that would be for three or more nights. We also have a deal where you can call the hotel direct, 828-264-2411, and that's going to get you a buy one room, get the other one half off if you want to have connecting rooms. So you want to bring the family and have king room connected to two queens. It's buy one room, get one half off. We can help you with that at the hotel. That's through the month of March as well.
Okay. Ben McKeithen, general manager, Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com. Check out the site because they've got local partnerships that they talk about on there, some of the discounts you get when you stay up there locally. Also, the blog. It's more concierge-level service. Ben, we appreciate the quality that you and the team at Greystone provide to all of your guests. And look forward to chatting with you next week.
Hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Ben.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So most Southern Living votes Blowing Rock in the top. The Southern accent is still alive in Blowing Rock.
It's still alive and well. Not going anywhere.
Good morning, LKN. No, I don't want you to throw away your cheer
wine.
I put it down on the floor first. Mamie's already finished a can of cheer wine.
No, I
that's leftover?
It's in the cup.
That's my Carolina girl right there.
Yeah, she poured it into the cup. Okay, yes. No, I'm sorry. Well, and then you can drink as many cans of Cheerwine as you want. I'm not judging you. I just want you to
Bill
know
Russell
that.
Keeps me stocked, so.
He keeps bringing 12 packs
Thanks,
in
Bill.
For you. My gosh.
I'll get it for you in a glass bottle, which is
oh, that's peak, way. Right?
Yeah, I'm from Salisbury, so like,
I
know my Cheerwine.
Isn't that where Cheerwine's made?
Yeah, it sure is.
Yeah, that's where it's originated.
That's the home, baby. That's the home.
Justin Dionne, Executive Director of Kane Center for the Arts, joining us now in studio. You got some recording to do today, so you popped in a little early. Your show this week featured Davidson College, the show going on, which starts tonight, right? Isn't it?
It actually started last night.
It did start last night.
It opened up last night. Yeah. Bright Star.
And you can buy tickets at the door, check them out. And we had Huff High School's cast of Seussical yesterday as well.
Nice.
Yesterday.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
So I got to ask you, know more than anybody. You've been around.
I do not. Wait. Careful, Justin.
About everything.
Yeah, I was like, hang on.
Generally. This is where I get to ask random knowledge questions and Neuralink in, right?
Because I don't know most things, actually.
Well, as far as the arts, the culture, the scene, right? Your show, Know the Scene. There's so many events going on. How do you keep up with everything going on in the world, in the community, like with all the events and culture and arts and all that kind of stuff?
Honest answer?
There's a lot, dude. There's a lot.
Honest answer?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I'm just, no, like I can't keep up with, and it, yeah. No, like really, like, but that's what's great. I think it's great. Like, I think that, like, so certain tools that I use for those that I do try to keep up with, right? Obviously, social media, like, I follow. I mean, just now, I went and made sure with the last segment that I went and followed Greystone, right?
Boom.
Yeah.
And, like, the Appalachian Summer Concert Series, right? Like, went and made sure I followed that.
Yep.
You know, so I always follow, like, Boatyard, because I always just like to see what bands are coming. Of course, I appreciate that, like, they list the bands on their marquee whenever I drive by.
That's
always helps me out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, like, but that, yeah, I think that use our local news outlets, WSIC, right? Event Counter, you guys have, right? Cornelius Today does a great event counter. Yep. They do a good job of listing what's going on, too, you know? And then, you know, all the different social media profiles.
Yeah.
But also just, you know, other things that just are out there and help share the news. That's just the best way to kind of, but there's so much. I mean, there really is so much. And it's okay. Like, no, like, it's okay. You don't have to do everything.
Don't
you don't
freak
have
out.
To do all of the things.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's okay. Like, I think that's like something that like sometimes people get
And when those of us who work in the arts industry, sometimes I'm like, God, another thing, man, that's going to compete with me. And I'm like, no, dude, it's all good.
There's room for
like, there's
all
room for everybody. And it all depends on what mood you're in and where you're going to be at that night. Yep. Like, do you want something, you know, casual at Birkdale, like to go and have a Birkdale Friday night? We're just going to go stroll, have some dinner, and they'll have live music playing. Mm-hmm. Like, awesome. Or do you want to go to, you know, do you want to do the pub scene and go like the OTPH or, you know, one of those places for like the pub scene shows? You know, do you want to go to Kane Center and have the theater experience, right? I mean, there's so many options you can have, which I think is awesome.
Well, you went to Catawba College, right?
Yes,
and
I did.
You majored in performing
theater
arts.
Theater
arts. Mm-hmm. So again, even locally, you have seen the scene change. Mm-hmm. So what's like been your perspective on that, of like where it was and where it is now, and I'd like to hear your take on where you think it goes in the future.
The scene in the, like, in where we live right now.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I think it's kind of what we were just talking about. There's this you know, there's becoming a mass, which is creating what I like to call our cultural ecosystem.
Mm.
Yeah, you like that? That's my fancy, my buzz phrase, the cultural ecosystem of like Charlotte and the surrounding areas, which means because of the growth, which I think is a good thing. Because of that growth, one of the good things, there are some bad things that come from it, sure. But some of the good things is that because more people are coming here, that means there's more opportunity to have artistic folk, cultural folk, people who even aren't artistic folk. Like if you listen to Know the Scene, you hear a lot of times when people will talk about, you know, yeah, well, like I don't, you know, like I'm a professional or I'm this, but like I still play music, right? Or I still love to play music on the side and this and have jams or go out and appreciate music or go and appreciate plays or whatever to take art classes, right? So the fact that like we have more people living here means, frankly, also there's more people to come and enjoy, which we could call customers or patrons if you want, right? Which means there's more opportunities for those professionals to move here.
Yeah.
And it's all this cyclical thing that gets created. It's the circle
of life.
Of life.
Circle of arts.
Oh, that's right. It's the circle of life, right? That like because more people are in the area, there's more people to enjoy these things, which then means that there's more cultural businesses that are gonna show up, which is great. That's all part of the creating that scene.
And Kane Center, you guys don't do just like live performances.
Oh, absolutely.
You've got like the summer camps going
on. Yeah, dude, we've got we're registering spring A classes right now. Like I'm signing my daughter up for. We just have our first like young like ages 4 to 6 art class that's happening in the afternoons on Wednesdays.
4 to 6. That's a young group. Yeah.
At 4 p.m. Because we've been getting requests for like some classes for younger kids. So we're trying that out. Right. And that's so, yeah, we've got our full ceramics program that happens. You know, again, we've got our exhibits that go on. I mean, we really have a little bit of everything.
And you've got a lot of exhibits or things going on there that focus on even local. Like you guys bring in local artists and things from like around Charlotte. I remember the pop up and all, and like a lot of
they're
that
having
stuff.
Another. Yeah, Art Pop's doing another one this summer.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing of like you were saying about the like where it's going.
Yeah.
So what's happening is like it used to be. Sometimes you would think that, well, you know, hey, local artists are great and all, but maybe, but you know, I mean, you know, the big national artists are the thing.
Who doesn't want Brad Paisley playing?
Right, which is cool too, right? But what's happening is that because of that ecosystem growing, the talent and the quality of the local artists is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, the quality of the artists, if you saw that Art Pop exhibit and stuff, so being able to highlight those is phenomenal, which helps raise all boats, right?
Merle Fest, you're a big fan.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is my first year. I'm getting ready to go.
Oh, it's your first?
Yeah, I've just never had the time. It's always landed at a weird, like, we've had a show or blah, 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 this or that. And this year I was like, no, screw it, we're going.
You're going all four.
All 4 days, baby.
Oh,
we're going all in. We're going from 0 to 60. Let's go.
It's a party now.
So of the lineup, who's got you most excited in the lineup?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Nickel Creek was like right off. I mean, my wife and I have always wanted to see Nickel Creek. And it's really...
You've
like
not seen them before.
No, never had a chance to see them. Yes. So we were really excited about that. Well, actually, I have my Merle Fest app if you'd like to hear.
Oh,
who we've
already.
Yeah, we've already got the app.
And have like, who you want.
Yeah, this app is really great.
You're dedicated. You're going, dude.
Well, my wife, we're planners. So
nothing wrong with it. You do a lot of camping, like traveling style, though. So I imagine this is common, like for you guys to know your agenda and itinerary.
Yeah, so like we have our favorites. So shows, Dan Tominski, Steep Canyon Rangers. Willie Watson, Old Crow Medicine Show.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The Kruger Brothers, The Last Revel, who I'm really excited to see, they opened up for John Mayer when John Mayer did his benefit concert this past summer up in Montana when they had that really bad flooding. Mm-hmm. And the last revel really has been like poking up the line in a good way. Chatham Rabbits, if you haven't heard of Chatham Rabbits, we've got them pegged to try to come to Kane Center at some point. Chatham County Line, played at Kane Center, North Carolina band. Jerry Douglas. Mm-hmm. So anyone who's like an Alison Krauss fan, Jerry Douglas and Dan Tominski both were in Alison Krauss's band. Dan Tominski was the singer for Man of Constant Sorrow.
So
when you hear Dan Tominski's playing, and I will hint, nudge, nudge that Dan Tominski and Jerry Douglas are also potentially on the route for Kane Center in the future. Shiny Ribs.
Okay, yes. Now we're talking.
Ribs. Have you heard
now
Shiny Ribs?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm telling you. No, they got some great, like really great. Darren and Brooke Aldridge, who Darren was on the show.
Yep.
So he's there too. Bella Fleck going to be playing. Anyone a big Bella Fleck fan? You guys know Bella Fleck?
No, I'm not, but I will be.
He's great. He's great as well. Sam Bush?
Yes, I
definitely know Sam Bush.
Yep. Sam Bush is playing. So yeah, I think it's a great lineup.
It is
this
a good
year.
Lineup, yeah.
It's always a pretty good lineup.
What's some advice for people? I've never been to a festival.
Me neither,
like,
dude.
Like a big festival.
Me neither. I'm excited.
I feel like you've gone to all of them. I feel like you would have been to like all of these festivals.
No, just because I seem that way does not mean I am.
Okay. No, I just assumed. Is that wrong of me to assume? Like I would have guessed you've been to like all of them. What's like Bonnaroo or like
I missed that. And now I feel like I'm like, I hate to say it, like now I feel like I'm like, am I too old to go to Bonnaroo? Like, I don't, like, I'm not like, someone's going to go online and be like, no, you're never. And I'm like, that's cool. I wonder if I missed that boat.
Can I keep up? That's what I want.
Yeah, well, because my thing was like, honestly, like I was in that phase of life, like I was just working.
Sure.
All the time. You know, so like I didn't have time to go.
But now you can.
And the money either, because like it's not cheap to go to like a Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not cheap to go to a 4 days of Merle Fest.
No, it's not. It's not cheap. But that's why we're camping.
Yeah, which is cool. So
but of course,
yeah,
I mean, we had to pay for our RV. Well, they're on their hookups. You're dry camping.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to dry camp. Yeah. So there's now we have our RV. You know, and our RV has a toilet and everything, and we have like water on board and everything. But like, once it's full, it's full.
Nice. Y'all have fun. I'll be at Greystone Lodge.
So that was, you know, but our thing was like, we figured that was cheaper than a hotel room because obviously, I mean, hey, go to all the hotel rooms, but hotels in the immediate area of Wilkesboro, I mean, it makes sense. They're going to spike during that time period.
Of course
period,
they are. So, why would they not? That's going to be when
business,
they're going to make
man.
All
that's
their
what
money.
You should do. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Make all of it. All right. So what's going on with the show you're recording today? Who are you recording?
We are recording a blues show today because we have Joanna Shaw Taylor coming in a few weeks on a Thursday. Great blues artist. And so we're doing a show today with the Charlotte Blues Society.
Nice. And then this one will air next week. This is for next week's episode.
I believe so.
Okay.
I can't remember. I just show up and record
at
this point.
You got
it's great.
Calendar.
It's great. I just like, it's great. I just show up and record. They show up. It's good.
That's the way to do it.
But yeah, but so we're recording. And we're doing a lot of recording in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And then you can catch all the shows on demand. That's the cool part.
You sure can, yeah.
Podcasting, also the video stream, because it's all video recorded too. Some people come in here as guests and they forget like that they're on video.
Like the Irish guy from 2 weeks ago. Did you hear about that episode?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we did a live recording and it was one of our Irish musicians that played last weekend. And he didn't realize it was going to be, first, he didn't realize it was going to be an hour.
Oh.
And he realized he was going to be on video. And then, but he held on and they were literally driving in their tour van. And they started the interview in Jersey and ended in Maryland.
Oh, God.
Three states
throughout the whole
in
interview.
In 1 hour.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was cool.
I thought it was interesting.
I listened to it. It was awesome.
But yeah, and we've got that. That was fun. And then, we've got our dinosaur show coming up next week.
Yeah.
So everyone with the kids and
kids
stuff, come and see the dino world.
And the stunt dog show's coming up, too.
Oh, I'm that's excited
gonna
about
be,
that one.
The stunt dog show.
That's going to be a really good
I
one
I love a good
well.
Dog show.
What a versatile lineup you guys got going on. You're crushing it at Kane Center. It's awesome, man. So,
oh, thanks, man. We appreciate
all
that.
All the different stuff going on. Justin Dione, Executive Director of Kane Center for the Arts, kanearts.org. That's CAIN. Hey, if you got a kid looking for summer camps, now's the time.
That's right. We got some
camps.
Great summer camps this summer.
A lot of that going on. Home ad shows up next. You want to buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday. You got an anniversary. You call in. You chat with Brian Summers. He gets your name on the list 10:45. He spins the wheel. You can win some prizes. Tomorrow's Friday.
That's right.
That's a big day of the week.
Big day.
It's not the last day.
It'll be a good day, though.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7. WSIC. Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.